online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the news with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Health Minister says an updated vaccine timetable should be available next week. The government's currently waiting on public health advice as to whether the age limit for certain injections can be lowered. The Taoiseach has praised the response of people in Donegal following concerns about high levels of COVID-19 in the county. We'll hear that exchange from the Dáil. Restoration works have commenced at the site of the Mean Bog wind farm bog slippage. In a briefing to members of the Lifford Stranooler Municipal District, Donegal County Council has given an update. We'll have the details. And house prices in Dublin almost double what they were at their lowest in 2012, a 90% increase in 8 years outside the capital. Later in the bulletin, as ever, we'll have the sports news with Oisin. That's coming up at 5:15. But we begin with the comments of the Health Minister this evening, who says an updated vaccine timetable should be available next week. The government is currently awaiting public health advice on whether the age limit for certain injections can be lowered. It's hoped a clearer picture will then emerge as to when each age group can expect to be vaccinated. Stephen Donnelly is hoping to bring that updated list to Cabinet within next week.
As soon as we have that advice from NIAC, I'll discuss it with the Chief Medical Officer, with the department. I'll bring a recommendation to government, and once we have that, we'll be able to give more accurate timing in terms of when each of the age cohorts can expect to start getting their first doses.
The Taoiseach has today praised the response of people in Donegal following concerns about high levels of COVID-19 in the county. This afternoon, Micheál Martin told the Dáil the meeting that took place over the May bank holiday weekend was an important one and has had a positive impact on Donegal. He was responding to Deputy Joe McHugh, who raised a number of issues relating to the rollout of the vaccination programme and that bank holiday weekend meeting.
It was a constructive meeting, and the proof was in the pudding a few days later when action in terms of test centres rolled out, and it was a really, really important intervention. Also, it's important to point out that the community in Donegal have reacted very positively over the last week to 10 days and ensuring that we continue to try to suppress the virus. Businesses are responding in a very proactive way, getting ready for a busy tourism season. And what I would like to ask here today, Taoiseach, is in relation to the vaccine rollout, we have an incredible proactivity amongst our GP surgeries. I spoke to one medical practice today. They haven't wasted one vaccine. Letterkenny needs to move to a 7-day week. And my last question is this. Very quickly, Cam Corley, the rule around over 70 retired GPs over 70 not being allowed to administer vaccines, I think that has to be looked at again. So thank you very much.
First of all, I want to thank the Deputy for his very valid point that the intervention that weekend by Minister Donnelly, yourself and all of the deputies in Donegal with the Chief Medical Officer who made himself available on the bank holiday weekend, and we appreciate the Chief Medical Officer Tony Holland doing that with the Minister and Minister for State Frank Fian. I think did was important in creating awareness and also leading to action in terms of the testing centres and the positive response from the community in Donegal as well is acknowledged and appreciated. So I take on board what you're saying there. And in terms of the vaccine rollout, I hear what you're saying in relation to over 70s. I think that's a fair and valid point, and I will bring that back to the HSE.
Those exchanges in the Dáil this afternoon. Five men have been arrested in Derry in connection with the attempted murder of a female part-time police officer. A viable explosive device was found outside her car in Ballyquin Road, Dungiven, last month. The five men are being held under the Terrorism Act at Musgrave Security Suite. One of the men arrested, a 52-year-old, is also being questioned as part of an operation targeting the new IRA's bomb-making activities. Restoration works have begun at the site of the Mean Bog wind farm slippage. The members of the Lifford Stranooler Municipal Donegal County Council District got a briefing this afternoon. In it, the council say a phased approach has been adopted in relation to the restoration of areas affected by the peat slide in November of last year. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Donegal County Council was first notified by the Lochs Agency of the Mean Bog peat slide near Barnsmore Gap on November the 13th. The council has confirmed that a number of enforcement actions are ongoing and an updated assessment of peat stability of the wind farm has been undertaken. The developer has undertaken the first phase of restoration under the direction from Donegal County Council and the Northern Ireland Environment Agency. In a report delivered to members of the Lifford's Dunorna Municipal District, it was stated that the initial phase of restoration began in the last few weeks and involves the restoration of the lower stretches of the stream and implementing the planting scheme to mitigate against the deterioration of the peat slide scar. A fishery scientist has also been appointed by the Lochs Agency to coordinate the restoration works that may be required on the Mournbeg River and other rivers downstream. Details of phases of further restoration works are currently being developed. It's expected that some elements of the works will require statutory consent and will take a number of years to complete.
House prices in Dublin are almost double what they were at their lowest point in 2012, while there has been a 90% increase in 8 years outside the capital. Residential property prices rose 3.7% nationally in the year to the end of March, according to latest CSO figures. With more, here's Sean Defoe.
Housing is most definitely back on top of the agenda, but Dáil proceedings this afternoon dissolved into another political blame game as to who's responsible.
But Deputy Kelly, you were a member of the government at the time that welcomed in the investment funds?
You've some cheek to come in here and talk like that without reflecting on your own history and what you sat beside and who you sat beside as decisions were made to destroy this country for generations.
Taoiseach, do you want a brief remark to conclude?
Sometimes the truth can hurt. And I would say to Deputy MacDonald,
Alan Kelly, not the only party leader to clash with Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Mary Lou MacDonald branded him a disgrace.
I mean, you take Oscar Traynor Road. Like, why are you stopping that? That's over 800 houses. It's going on for years. If you have your way, it will go on for years again.
Inform the Taoiseach, because he may not know, that his Fianna Fáil colleagues on Dublin City Council voted against the Oscar Traynor proposal as it was, because it was flawed.
A political pass the parcel for blame as the cost of buying and renting continues to rise.
Well, Donegal County Council is being asked to draw up a list of emergency accommodation that's available in Letterkenny and further afield, and an assessment of the likely need for such accommodation into the future. The issue was raised by Councillor Gerry McMonagall at the latest sitting of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District. He fears the problem is going to get worse in the coming months, with a pressing need, he says, for the council to prepare. He wants the authority to seek funding for the provision of an emergency accommodation unit. Well, the issue was also raised at a meeting of Glenties Municipal District last evening by Councillor Micheál Colum-Gillaspig. He says there are a number of housing association properties which are currently empty in Dunloe, and he believes they could help alleviate housing list pressures.
We have an issue in Donegal where we have families and individuals who are left homeless because our government's failure to adequately fund our council. What the government needs to do is give us tranche funding and let us here divvy it out in Donegal to the municipal districts area and build homes for people. What the policy and the way we're working has absolutely failed us and failed the community as a whole. We haven't been building enough homes. We're looking very much at the private market. We're renting houses off people. We're buying turnkey houses. We have a situation in Dunloe, and I'd like to just recognise Thomas Pringle's work on this as well, where Clwyd and Respond have empty units. Clwyd have X amount of apartments lying empty for a very long time in Dunloe, which is an absolute disgrace, and it'll be interesting the Minister's response to this. We have Respond, who has a whole floor that is lying empty. It's a shell. Our council has been trying to productively engage with them over the last number of years, but we're not getting a constructive response. But yet we saw the CEO of Respond a number of years ago speaking to Letterkenny about the government's failure in relation to homelessness. But Respond and Clwyd themselves have a lot to answer for. We believe that in Respond's units that we can get 10 two-bedroom apartments there. That would be a massive result for us here in Donegal, that we could take so many people off the housing list.
And that was Councillor Micheál Colum-Gillaspig there. But a Donegal deputy has told the housing minister that he's living in cuckoo land as the opposition continues to raise the controversy over investment funds buying up housing estates. Pressure is growing on the government to tackle the issue of these so-called cuckoo funds. It could take weeks for emergency tax changes or legislation to be put in place to stop these investment bodies buying blocks of homes. A Sinn Féin motion on the issue was debated last night in the Dáil, and the party's finance spokesperson Piers Doherty told Minister Dara O'Brien that people are suffering because of current policies.
The Department of Finance, the Department of Public Expenditure, the ESRI, And who else? The central bank have all warned you in relation to that scheme. And you can do your musical thing all you want, but people out there are suffering as a result of your policies and Fine Gael's policies. And that's the reality of it. And you might think it's a game in here, but it's no game for people who are paying sky-high rents, who are locked out of the property market. Now, Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, you would swear butter wouldn't melt in his mouth, and all he wants to do is make sure that people have a home. But since 2016, Minister, I have been telling you and warning you that the experiment with REITs and IREFs have failed in this country. I have told you that they are squeezing out first-time buyers and those who want to purchase their own home.
Piers Doherty there speaking in Dáil Éireann. The Agriculture Minister has confirmed that the micro-redress scheme is being closely monitored by government and has admitted there are issues with it in its current form. Tensions grew with frustration among affected homeowners over the scheme in recent days escalating, particularly in the Inishowen area. Minister McConlogue told today's 9 till noon show that the lack of cooperation from banks is an issue that does need to be particularly addressed.
The scheme has been operationalised. There has been many applications into the council. It's been moving too slow, without a doubt. I know at council level they're working to try and address that. There are issues emerging. I think it's absolutely essential that banks play their role and step up to the mark here. There's been too many examples of where we haven't seen that. That's something I've been raising and discussed with the MIGA Action Group. We've discussed with the Minister for Housing and the Minister for Finance. It's something also I've raised with banks directly, and it's something that does need to be addressed.
The Foreign Affairs Minister says strong political action is required now to bring violence between Israel and Palestinians to an end. Simon Coveney is urging the UN Security Council to condemn violence and to call for an immediate ceasefire. The Palestinian militant group Hamas says its Gaza City commander has been killed in an Israeli airstrike. Ori Halperin, a journalist based in Israel, says many people have lost their lives.
It's this very lethal tit for tat. The Gazans, Hamas, is launching rockets into Israel and into central Israel, which is not just the usual periphery communities of the Gaza Strip, have killed 5 Israelis, possibly 6, and Israelis are bombing Gaza. 53 Gazans have been killed, including 14 children. Israel is leveling buildings.
18 projects across Donegal and Derry have been awarded funding as part of the Columbkill 1500 Community Grant Scheme. The scheme is part of a year-long commemoration marking the 1500th anniversary of the birth of St Columbkill. The successful applicants will bring Columbkill's legacy to life through a range of themes, including history, music, drama, literature, art, archaeology, spirituality, storytelling and folklore. Kerry remains the most sought-after holiday destination in Ireland this summer, with Donegal second on the list. A survey of 1,000 Irish holidaymakers found 39% of people want to staycation in Kerry, 28% would prefer Donegal, while 24% would opt for Cork. The Circle K study found the Sleeve League Cliffs in Donegal to be the country's most popular secret holiday spot. There are more details on our website, highlandradio.com. Donegal County Council has been told it's vital that work begin on a new Buncrana Town plan as quickly as possible. The current plan expired last year, but the COVID-19 pandemic meant work on a replacement could not progress. Now, Councillor Rena Donaghy says the lack of a new plan is hampering development to the extent that she has a project which can't proceed because a rezoning decision can't be made.
We need a lot more housing in Buncrana, and the lack of a plan is restricting this because land is zoned for various uses. I have a project that is vital for the Buncrana / Inishowen area, and its progress is restricted by land zoning. So I would like to see the plan started for a myriad of reasons, but particularly for this reason, this project could get off the ground and move forward.
Sport on Highland brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the new Donegal Portland leisurewear range online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and we say good evening to Washington Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with soccer. Derry City's Ronan Boyce has extended his contract at the club. The 20-year-old who celebrates his birthday this week has committed to the Brandywell club for the next 3.5 years, becoming Rory Higgins' first signing since he took over as manager a number of weeks ago. They're a melted man had just penned his first professional deal in January of this year. After a substitute appearance against St Pat's earlier in the season, Boyce has started all seven matches since. Dundalk have apologised for their team bonding session in Belfast last weekend, calling it a serious error of judgment. The club have confirmed that their entire squad have since returned negative tests for COVID-19. The Dundalk match against Finn Harps this coming Friday will go ahead as planned following consultation with the HSE. Dermot Doherty and Declan Boyle will have live coverage from the clash at Finn Park this coming Friday here in Highland. 5:45 is the kickoff time there. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says they're facing the best team in the Premier League in the last few months this evening. They go to FA Cup and Champions League finalist Chelsea in a London derby. Arteta says what Thomas Tuchel has done since he arrived is exceptional.
He put the team in two finals. The way the team is looking, how solid they've been defensively as well, and how composed and regular they've been in their performance has been excellent.
Kickoff at Stamford Bridge is at 8:15. Liverpool's Virgil van Dijk has ruled himself out of this summer's European Championships. The Netherlands defender has been sidelined for 7 months after suffering ligament damage to his right knee, and he has opted against captaining his country at the finals. Van Dijk says he didn't want to risk the final stages of his recovery by rushing back just for the Euros. Sevilla midfielder Ryan Johansson has been given the green light to represent the Republic of Ireland. The ex-Bayern Munich youngster, who could also play for Luxembourg or Sweden, was blocked from playing for Ireland by FIFA in 2019. Johansson lost an appeal against the decision, and it seemed he was set to pursue an international career with Sweden. But FIFA's eligibility rules have now changed, and Johansson is set to link up with the Republic of Ireland's under-21 squad for their upcoming camp in Spain. We go to Gaelic Games. The Donegal CCC will host a fixture forum next Tuesday the 18th to agree league and championship structures for adult football and hurling in the county for this year. The proposed structure has been circulated to all clubs, and the key elements include a 9-round league commencing on the second weekend of June with relegation and promotion playoffs. Dates for the commencement of the 2021 football championship depending on how far Donegal progress in the Ulster or All-Ireland series. The structure of the championships will be based on the 2020 senior and intermediate formats. Possible dates for the postponed 2020 senior championship final: the senior hurling championship to start the second weekend in August following the Nicky Rackard final, plus a discussion on the proposed under-21 league and championship will all form part of the forum next Tuesday. Armagh manager Kieran McGinney has confirmed that Jamie Clark won't be part of his panel this season. The star forward has moved to Paris and won't be available to the Orchard County, who are preparing to return to Division 1 of the Football League this weekend. McGinney has also changed up his backroom team for the year, with former All-Ireland star Kieran Donaghy, of course, now part of the setup. Austria's Matthias Schwab leads in the opening round of the British Masters at Belfry. He's in the clubhouse on 6 under par following a round of 66. 2017 winner Paul Dunne's level par following an opening round 72. Niall Kearney and Cormac Sharvin ended the day on 1 over, while Colin Moriarty is 6 over. Out on the course, Jonathan Caudwell has made the turn in 2 over par. And finally in cycling, Caleb Webb has won today's fifth stage of the Giro d'Italia. The Aussie won in a sprint finish in Catalcia. Alessandro Del Marsi retained the overall leader's pink jersey ahead of tomorrow's action. That's your sport for today, Donal. We're back with more tomorrow morning.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. Prolonged level 5 COVID restrictions may have caused some drivers to become rusty. That's the concern of Gardaí and the Road Safety Authority. They've launched a new road safety campaign as restrictions ease and more people return to the roads. Traffic volumes increased by 21% in regional areas last week when the 5 kilometre travel rule was removed. This week there's been a noticeable increase once again on traffic on the roads after the lifting of inter-county traffic restrictions and also the return of click and collect in town centres in non-essential retail. Well, Chief Superintendent Ray McMahon is urging drivers returning to the road to be extra cautious when they get back behind the wheel.
It's about reminding people about doing the simple things, doing the simple things properly. So when you get into the car, put on your seatbelt first of all. Drive within the speed limits. You know, put that mobile phone away. and be aware of other road users, particularly vulnerable road users. You know, and hopefully we can have a safe summer and enjoy the summer ahead.
People in Kilmacrenan have suffered for too long from the smell of raw sewage. That's according to Councillor John O'Donnell, who says at any time of the day, the smell is evident all around the town. He says Donegal County Council has been investigating the issue for several years, but when he asked questions, officials referred him to Irish Water. He says then, rather than liaising with the council directly, Irish Water are coming back to him, seeking more information. Councillor O'Donnell believes the two bodies should work together to solve the problem.
It's ongoing now this last 5 years, and they did pinpoint the problem to a private estate which has a holding tank and then is pumping into the main sewer. But unfortunately, the holding tank is bigger than required, and by the time the pump kicks in, the smell of the sewer goes static. So we need to get something done as a matter of urgency. The council and Irish Water have been promising that they're going to be doing things, but the residents of Kilmacrenan have been put round and round in circle. And enough's enough now. Something needs to be done because the residents' health and well-being is at risk here with this hazard.
The response you got from the council was essentially, not our problem. We've told Irish Water they can deal with it. Are you happy with that?
I'm not happy at all. To be honest with you, I'm sick to the teeth of these soft responses and all the time passing the buck and referring it on to Irish Water. And then Irish Water sent me an email to state to elaborate more what the problem was. Instead of engaging with the council staff, and the council staff should have been engaging with them, who we have been engaging with over the coming this past number of years, and especially this past few months, about the vile smell that's rising in Kilmacrenan. So something needs to be done. It's certainly not the residents' fault, and it's certainly not the public, myself as a public representative's fault, but we need to get answers now and need to get this problem addressed immediately.
And that was Councillor John O'Donnell there. Letterkenny's Market Square is to be named in honour of the late Barney Doherty, a founding member and former director of Highland Radio. The motion was put forward at yesterday's meeting of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District by the Cathaoirleach councillor Donal Coyle, that the naming be unveiled once the regeneration of the Market Square is complete. Mr Doherty was the former director of the Letterkenny International Folk Festival, and Councillor Coyle says it was in that role that Barney Doherty really made his mark.
Barney will be mostly remembered as director of the Letterkenny International Folk Festival, and I think it was here, like, you know, that he really left his mark as a director and a leader of a great committee that was formed. People will always call it the Market Square, but in honour of the work that Barney Doherty did.
Barney's son Dermot on today's 9 to Noon show said it's a very proud moment for the family.
My father passed away in 2001, so he's almost 20 years dead now at this stage, you know, and it's amazing to think that 20 years on he's making the news again. He was a proud Letterkenny man, no doubt about it. It probably will always be known as the Market Square. It holds so much historical significance for the town, and for our daddy's name to be associated with it is just fantastic.
Looking at the weather forecast now, and scattered showers will continue into this evening, with some showers turning heavy at times. Rain and scattered thunderstorms also a possibility, with heavy downpours bringing some spot flooding. A thunderstorm warning indeed in place until later this evening. Isolated showers will eventually die out tonight, with clear spells developing. There is a chance of a few passing showers overnight, but it'll stay mostly dry, with pockets of mist and fog in some places in near calm conditions. Lowest overnight temperatures 2 to 5 degrees Celsius in light easterly or variable breezes. Tomorrow we'll start with a mix of sunny spells and a few showers. The showers becoming more widespread through the morning and afternoon. They'll turn heavy at times, again a risk of hail and thunderstorms. Heavy downpours again bringing a risk of some spot flooding. Highest afternoon temperatures tomorrow 12 to 14 degrees Celsius in light northwesterly breezes. And that's Highland Radio News. Main stories, and the Health Minister says an updated vaccine timetable should be available next week. The government is currently waiting on public health advice on whether the age limit for certain injections can be lowered. The Taoiseach has praised the response of people in Donegal following concerns about high levels of COVID-19 in the county in the Dáil this afternoon. Micheál Martin said the meeting that took place over the Maybank holiday weekend was an important one and has had a positive impact on the county. Five men have been arrested in Derry in connection with the attempted murder of a female part-time police officer. The five are being held in Musgrave Police Station. A viable explosive device was found beside the young mother's car in Ballyquin Road, Dungiven, last month. Restoration works have commenced at the site of the Mean Bog Wind Farm slippage in Donegal. It happened last November. And we're back with news again at 6 o'clock. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 12th of May. The death has taken place of Paddy Doherty, late of Abbey House and formerly of Limewood Street, Derry. Viewing in Bradley McLaughlin Funeral Home, Derry, from 4 to 6 tomorrow evening. Funeral on Friday morning at 11 in St Eugene's Cathedral, Derry, with burial afterwards in the city cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on the St Eugene's Cathedral webcam. Due to government guidelines, viewing, funeral and interment are private to family only, please. The death has taken place of Danny Gormley, late of 135 Bishop Street, Derry. House private, please, with funeral restricted to family and close friends only due to ongoing restrictions. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on Friday afternoon at 12:30 via the St Columbus Church Long Tower webcam. Interment afterwards in St Eunan's Cemetery, Rafoe. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to Long Tower Church Restoration Fund. Care of W.J. O'Brien and Son Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Peter Carney, Leanan Keel, Urus Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St Michael's Church, Urus, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are strictly private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Funeral Mass can be viewed on the Clonmany Together Facebook page. And the death has occurred of Pat McLafferty, Caro Cannon, Falcara. Her remains are reposing at her home. Removal from there on Friday morning to St Finian's Church, Falcara, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tomorrow night at 9, with Rosary and Funeral Mass being broadcast on mcnmedia.tv/camera/Falcara Parish Church. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are for family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people at the funeral.